Good morning and good afternoon. Let's Talk America audience. I'm Michelle Swinnick and I'm sitting in for Dr. Alan Keyes today. It's Friday, October 7th, 32 days to the midterms and the most important election of your life. I know you've heard it many times before, but this time, this is why it's so true, all right? So you've got demons, you've got the selected and elected elitists, you've got all these politicians, you've got the Democrats, you've got crazy Republicans, the establishment, you know what I mean? The rhinos, they're all emboldened. So they are out in the open with their satanic agenda to destroy America. That's why this is now the most important election, because now you know the reason, right? So that's what you got to do. Since they control those voting machines, which we're going to talk about today, the only way to beat them is to show up in person day of with your blue ballpoint pen. So if you get something from the government, you know it's bad for you, right? So if they give you a black Sharpie, you throw it on the ground. You say, I got my own pen, and bring some for your friends. So you need to tell everybody this every single day between now and the next 32 days. You got to tell 10 people every single day. And there's more that you're going to be doing because this is a take action show. And we're going to actually do a little work. You're going to have to do a little work on this show to save your country. My special guest is Tina Peters, one of my favorite people. She's the Mesa County, Colorado clerk who holds the keys to the Dominion Kingdom because she knows there's two sets of books in those machines, everybody. And they keep Tina Petering her, putting her in jail for telling the truth. We'll be right back after the break. Just stay tuned. It's going to be an amazing show. 1 hour.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200-plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
What an intro, huh? That is our show, Jesus Rocks, which is the show that Lucy DeGrazia pretty much takes over. I have 5 minutes, right? It's 5 minutes, but it's connecting current events with the truth of God. And it really is, I'm so proud of what this show has evolved into and what an incredible job she does, where she takes scripture, current events, history, Bible verses, and all lays it together where it, this show, I'm telling you, if you listen to the episodes, you watch the episodes, it's on Wednesdays live at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Brightsound picks it up on Sundays on their Sunday lineup. Yes, you can see it right there at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. It'll change your life. And it actually, the great thing about it, once you watch and you go from, this is, we just did our 13th episode. It's like, war, what is it good for? Making Satanists money and wealthier. There you go. That's what war is all about. And it really explains where we are in the world today. And everything now makes sense to me. And I see it through a whole different lens. Like, I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. Everything makes sense. The history makes sense. The current events, the actions that people take, these demons that are running your lives, right? The ones that are running big corporations, big business, you know, the 13 bigs, big institutions, big government, big banks, all those fun people, demons. Those are all demons. Like Nancy Pelosi, demon, right? The attorney general in Colorado that won't let Tina go to the bathroom without asking. He's a demon, right? That's a demon. Speaking of Tina Peters, she's my guest today. Oh, go to JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com. I have to make sure you do that. Go start watching that show. Start watching the show. I literally will change your life. Like, I got one of these, right? I got one of these. And I also got baptized. Like, who'd have thought that I would have done something like that? Really, it's because of this show. It's because of this show. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It'll make so much more sense. Because that's what we need to do, is put a little more God into our lives, right? See that right there? Joshua moment, right? The Joshua moment. Joshua 1:5-9. We did that whole series. That's also part of our show. So I'm gonna go into, I'll bring that up later because, you know, I love to talk about it. But this show is one of the more important ones that you're going to see this week, this month. Again, there's 32 days left until the country changes drastically, either for the good, for the bad. Now, this is all because of 2020, we had a fraudulent election, okay? Tina Peters is my guest. She is the Mesa County Clerk from Colorado, who has gotten arrested numerous times. No, she'll tell you all about it, the felonies. She's been on my show before. Her and Sharona Bishop were on episode 360. That's everythinghomeaboutus.com. Heather will pull that up in a little bit. But I want to bring on Tina Peters. She's got so much to share. And it's so important now to understand what her story is. She's the star of the movie Selection Code, which was put on by, produced and directed by our buddies, Matt and Joy Thayer. And then also, thankfully, Mike Lindell. Thankfully, you buy those pillows, guys, because he could write the check for it. That's just how it works, right? That's why you buy my pillow products. You can always use promo code HOME for your discounts. That's awesome. All right, so Heather, bring on my good friend, Tina Peters, for me. Tina, looking fabulous as usual. How are you? I got no sound. Tina, your sound is off. I see the little...
Good morning. Good morning. We're in the fight. We will not give up. We will not back down.
We can't at this point. We're so far gone, right? But, you know, it is just unbelievable what you've been through. I've been calling you a political prisoner for a while. You, Dr. Simone Gold, political prisoner, Mike Lindell, another political prisoner, just in different capacities, right? You can't leave, and I wasn't kind of joking. I mean, you can go to the bathroom, but you can't leave the state until the district attorney gives you permission. You have to file something 5 days in advance, and he doesn't want you to leave the state because he has a vendetta against you, hates you, and there's people after you, which is because you have the truth. And you're not afraid to share the truth. And the only way things are going to get corrected in this country is if more people act like Tina Peters and keep speaking the truth. Because the reason why we are in the situation we're in is because we've not done anything to fix, resolve, and address the true issues with the machines and the 2020 election. So Tina, I'll let you kind of go in multiple directions. We'll just say hello, say a couple things, and then I want to play that 1 minute video that you had sent me a while ago because I think it's just powerful.
Hi, everyone. And Michelle, God bless you for, you know, for your platform and informing people, because, you know, the people out there are starting to wake up, as you know, but there's many more people that are not awake yet. And it's our job to do that. And, you know, they're turning away from mainstream media and turning to shows like yours for the truth. And, you know, God is showing up and showing off. So we can get into that in just a moment to just tell you that there is hope, but we need everyone to get involved. You know, everyone has a part to play in the reason that they are born during this time. So we'll talk more about that. Thanks, Michelle.
Oh, see, everybody, this is why I love her so much. I mean, come on. She's like the awesomest person. And she's just constantly fighting. So you know what, when we talk about pray, plan, and take action, you can throw in a prayer for Tina every single day. That's what I think you should, and Lindell and all the rest of them. And then we're going to talk about some specifics. Remember, I said this is going to be a take action show. We're going to make you work. We're going to make you go ahead and grab your pen and paper. You're going to put on your common sense cap, and then we're going to put you to work today, because there's things you need to do for yourself, for your country. So Heather, please play that 1 minute clip that I think is just so powerful that Tina had sent me. It's from a part of the movie Selection Code. Didn't make the cut. It's like a promo trailer. So play that. It's just amazing. Play this, would you? Thank you, Heather.
And upon examining those records, there are log files that deal with adjudication. Those are gone.
They're all gone. All of them?
Yes. They would have been gone if I hadn't have done a backup. These people are being selected, not elected. And when the person's vote isn't being honored, something...
then it's all just an illusion.
Something has to change. If I have to hand count every single election from here on out, that's my commitment to the people.
What if it costs you your life?
Then I'll be with my son. I raised a Navy SEAL. I'm a Gold Star mom. Lost him 4 years ago. My blood and his blood is the same. I love this country. I believe this is our last chance to save it. And if we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country.
I'll let you comment on that, Tina.
You know, you reach a point in your life where, you know, back after my son died and all the other things I've been through with cancer and everything else, and I remember in 2016, when I was diagnosed with lung cancer, and I just said to God, I said, you know, if this is it, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. But I said, you know what my prayer is? And I reminded him of my prayer. And I said, don't let me leave this earth until I've accomplished everything that you sent me here to do. And right at that split second, I knew I was going to live and not die. Right at that very moment. And I said, so I don't think so. Never expecting that, you know, or what would happen after that. But, you know, I think we all want to hear at the end of our life, when we meet our maker, we want to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant, right? And so that's the important thing, is that there's a reason that every single person is on this planet right now, and it's to accomplish whatever purpose that God put them here for, because this is a very pivotal and important time in standing up. So that is a very sensitive clip for me, because I had to make the decision, and I still have to make the decision. You know, I've been confronted with, if you'll just renounce what you said, all this will go away. And if you'll just, and I can't do that. You know, I've been promised, even from the very beginning, Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, who is also an elected official, said to me, she wanted me to sign this memorandum of understanding. And basically it said that you have to renounce, recant, and repudiate what you said on Facebook Live about these machines need to be more transparent to the people, and we've got to get this fixed. And there were other things as well in there that were just as egregious. And when I would not sign it, which she knew I wouldn't, she wanted to get me out of the elections department because she knew I'd find out more stuff. And when I wouldn't sign it, she went to a judge and said, see, she's going to violate the law again, which making the images was not against the law. And so they took me out of office, which is the first unlawful act. Well, probably second after raiding my office. But you cannot take out an elected official that was elected by the people. The law provides for a way to remove an elected official elected by the people, and that is to in a recall. So a judge or another elected official cannot do that. So it's been a long string of egregious, unlawful acts by Queen Jenna Griswold.
Well, it's a pattern, right? There's a pattern going across the country since January of 2021 when that guy who doesn't belong there in that house that's white in the Demon Center, right, in Washington Demon Center, he was illegitimate, right? That's fact. So, yes, anyone out there, you want to call us an election denier? No, it's called the facts. There, you know, only 20-some months of facts and information, and especially what Tina found in the machines. So it's a pattern where what she just said and what happened to her is against the law, but it's still happening. So it makes you just go, well, where? It's just like every case that Lindell and everybody else, oh, you don't have standing. What? So there's no law. Then there's no recourse. There's no penalty for these people because they're in positions of power, which is just insane. So you're living, this is why this is so important. And I talk about Tina Peters on every one of the shows that I go on every one of my shows, because it is that important. And it's not quite hitting home for everybody on what kind of tyranny you're living in, right? So obviously the lockdowns and the COVID, the political propaganda pandemic, where they took most of your freedoms away and destroyed a lot of people's lives, that wasn't enough. So now you're having another layer where they're coming after people, and then what's Tina supposed to do? They can't do. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they're coming for you. So again, it is time for everyone to take this seriously, because you're going to be the next Tina Peters. It's just a matter of when, whether it's censorship, or they're going to come get your phone like they did Lindell. Are they going to come? Not they're going to come in and raid your house, which is what they did for Tina. They're going to actually then throw you in prison, which they did Simone Gold. And there's many, many others, but I'm just giving them the ones that people most well known. So Tina, let's do this. I want you to give a reminder of why they're coming, what they say you did, and why this whole thing started, and then remind them of the raid, because, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? And that's the problem. People are like, oh, yeah, I heard about Tina Peters. No, you didn't, because if you did, you would be talking about it like I am every single time that you have an opportunity to be in front of people. Like, even if I have a normal conversation, I'm talking about Tina Peters because it's that important, because you're the next Tina Peters. And until people get that, things aren't going to change in this country. They're just going to get worse. So kind of take it from there, Tina.
Well, I tell people, I say it was definitely not on my bucket list to be at 60. I'm 67 now, but at 66 years old, it was not on my bucket list to be charged with a crime that I did not commit, and an indictment that came down using false information. As a matter of fact, the man who the whole indictment is based on, that said I stole his identity and impersonated him and all these other things that he said, and that he didn't know anything about what was going on. Well, he did know exactly what was going on. He was at Mike Lindell's symposium. He flew back on Mike Lindell's plane back to Grand Junction while I was being transported to Texas to protect me. A week later, my hotel room was forcibly entered. Thank God I wasn't in there when that happened. I came up upon it later. But this is a person that went on the stand for a indictment against me, and his story does not match up. And there's so many witnesses to it. But they were able to get an indictment, which they used, of course, the mainstream media used to defame me while I was running for office. So I was going to run for clerk again. In January, I announced. February, I realized when I saw who was running on the Republican ticket against Jenna Griswold, the lawless one that deleted 29,000 election records and allowed 36 wireless devices and a vote flipping two sets of books if you would in the election machines. When I saw who was running as a Republican, a CTCL operative, Center for Tech and Civic Life, that Mark Zuckerberg funneled $470 million through her organization, to 94% went to counties that Biden won, and then another plant in there. I said, on Valentine's Day, I said, I have to run. In 4 months, I raised more money than all of them combined. I was 47% up. And so, and they cheated me out of that using our report number 3. So there's a lot that's gone on between the time that I discovered what happened in the machines, and they just keep coming. And I'll share more with you.
Yeah, and that's what people need to get their arms around. They don't stop. Like, and they're going to take further measures until they get they, meaning who's they? People go, who's they, Michelle? The selected elites or elitists. I took that from Mel Kay. She said I could take it from her. Elitists, because they're not really elite. They're like fake, right? So, and then the ones that are, some of them were actually honestly elected, right? Because they let a few slip through. And you're talking Democrats and rhinos and establishment and globalists and New World Order people, all the above, the people that are actually running your lives, but you think you're running your life. You're not. You're not running your life because you look what happens with Tina and everybody else, right? So what else do you want to share of what has happened that people really need to know? The machines in a second, because then I want to make sure we throw in the movie The Selection Code. So Selection Code, people need to watch that. It's an hour long. If you haven't watched it, if you've watched it, watch it again. You're going to pick up new things every single time, and it'll explain. You need to know this. You need to tell people to watch the movie Selection Code. You go to frankspeech.com. It's right there on the homepage. Selection Code, okay? frankspeech.com. You need to watch that movie. If you haven't watched the movie, you don't know what world you're living in, because you're living in a world that was from years ago. That's not the planet. That is not the country you live in anymore, right? We've got to reposition our realities. So what do you want people to know about anything that they've done to you that people need to be aware of, that they need to be reminded of? Remember, we all got the attention span of a goldfish, 8 to 9 seconds. So we want to keep reminding people that this is the world that they now live in, and they need to get on the side and actually stand up, speak up, show up, and stick up for people like you and talk about it. You have to talk about this stuff. So go ahead.
That's right. You know, and I've always been very truthful. I told my elections manager who they persecuted and arrested, and my chief deputy who they persecuted and arrested, charged with crimes like cyber security and burglary and things, you know, just awful things. But I've always told them, just tell the truth. There is no defense against the truth. So I get on all, you know, most attorneys would tell their client, do not say anything. But actually, to his credit, and because of his experience, General Michael Flynn, when I was speaking, we were together in Utah about a year ago, and he told me, he said, Tina, be as visible and as vocal as you can. That's the safest you will be. And, you know, he didn't do that and ended up going to prison. So, you know, we need to stand up. Now is the stand up. Every time I speak, I say, everyone needs to do something. You know, don't point at the TV and yell at the Biden regime and what you see on TV. First of all, get your news from reputable sources, like from Michelle and from Frank Speech and others like that. The other thing is get involved. This has filtered down all the way to the local level. What alarmed me and what finally broke it for me, because I had defended these machines. I had defended that they were air-gapped and were not connected to the internet. I defended that we had risk-limiting audits and logic and accuracy tests, and there was no way that anything. I mean, in the film, you'll see that. I said it. And it was the municipal election, a local election, when I said there is no way that these people won. And so, you know, we've got to start locally. Everyone needs to not point their finger at Washington and do all this stuff, because that's just that's not making any traction. You know, it's not being effective with what you're doing. You need to start locally, work locally. Ask God what you're supposed to be doing, whether it's an election judge, whether it's going to city council meetings, whether it is going to your commissioners and voicing your wants and your desires. Because listen, they're giving commissioners, they're increasing the amount of power these commissioners have. It's just phenomenal what they're doing. You need to become educated, and you need to be vocal, visible. And, you know, I always say, get involved. They can't get us all.
Yeah, they can't. And the time is now to get onto the battlefield. It was a playing field, but now this is serious. Literally, we're at war, and we need to start acting like it because they're coming for us in different capacities, right? So she's saying you got to get involved. So we're going to talk about getting involved because, you know, we have that campaign here in Arizona. You know, I'm in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, right here, right? I'm at the Save My Freedom Studios right here in the heart of it all. Trump's actually coming here for an event on a big rally on Sunday. Yeah, apparently. I'm trying to weasel. Oh, you
did. I thought that's going to give me a real laugh when they deny me, you know, because they deny me at a Dallas event. It's conference, leadership conference, and they denied me. They're denying me going anywhere.
Probably. You should have said, I'm going to the women's conference. I'm identifying as a trans. Then they would have let you go to the conference. You would have been approved. See, you've got to work the system again, people. You got to reposition your reality and utilize the tools that you got out there. Because if that's the rules, well, then just use them to your advantage, right? So we're gonna go to a commercial break. I will go check out the products and awesome stuff over Right Hand Store and Flag Shirts and of course My Pillow. How you can promote? You can help people like Tina Peters. You can buy you can buy products from MyPillow and My Store. Use promo code HOME10 because then Mike Lindell put $40 million into everything election, right? That's the only reason why most of this stuff has gotten so far. And he also puts money into the Lindell Legal Offense Fund, which goes ahead and takes care of helping people like Tina Peters. When you get Tina Peters, you get thrown in jail. All right, I got to go to a break. Heather's yelling at me. We'll be right back.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com. The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
All right, did you see all those awesome products? I mean, I was talking to Tina, so I'm not quite sure what Heather rolled for you. So, but anyway, we've got an amazing marketplace that is over on our main platform, right? You go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. That is your take action menu. Has all kinds of amazing resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, events, our shows, other shows, and special segments that are awesome videos to watch, and then other amazing people's resources. Then it is loaded, and I try to load it up with all kinds of great stuff. So you start there, and next thing you know, you're like 12 websites away, but it's somebody who you know you can trust, and it's great information. So we're just bringing all this stuff together so you can find stuff, so you can share it, so you can stand up, speak up, and show up and tell the truth and shout it from the rooftops, because you're like, well, Michelle, I need the ammo. So, well, I'm giving you the ammo. I'm giving you the tools, the resources, but I just need you guys to start yapping, right? We need to start using parrots for a good reason, as opposed to the stuff you're seeing out there from the mainstream and the fake media resources that pretend to be like America First, like Fox News and Newsmax and those guys, right? So those are the bad ones, right? Tina was rattling off a bunch of really good ones. So if you go check out the marketplace, the good thing about that is that what we're doing, there you go. Thank you, Heather. I love Heather. She's a great producer. So if you go check that out, you can go to everythinghomeaboutus.com and it's right towards the top. You click on that and there's all kinds of amazing products and services like this awesome cross that I got engraved. Remember we did the Our Joshua Moment series over on one of the series that we did on our shows. And I got 10% off in addition to, because I was at Monmouth Nation. So Monmouth Nation has all kinds of, like hundreds of different product, hundreds of different vendors, all like America, pro-America people, products made in America. So I got 30% off the membership when you use promo code HOME. And then I got 10% off the cross, and I did it on the side. I did it just as if I went directly to their website. There was no 10%. So I was like, okay, I'm saving money left and right. Anyway, there's all kinds of discounts. My pillow is on there, and you can get your Zeb Zelenko immune boosting systems, and Dr. Artist has products over there. The flag shirt, which is our studio here, promo code HOME, theflagshirt.com. They're the sponsor of our studio, Save My Freedom Studio. So you check that out. All right. So I jammed packed this stuff with a whole bunch more, and we're not going to get to it all. But the good thing is tonight we are continuing the conversation with my show, Everything Home, at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. My special guests are Jim O'Connor and Christine Reagan, and we're going to be talking about, this is like the sequel to episode 367, which is all about our one-click email all Arizona politicians and officials, well, I shouldn't say politicians, but they're officials, to ban the voting machines here in Arizona, which is something that everybody can do in the whole country. It takes less than 2 minutes, right? See, there's the QR code right there. You can see that. You can scan that. That takes you to the website, azsavesamerica.us. It's azsavesamerica.us. Basically, it is a spearheaded by Jim O'Connor, who is the Arizona Corporations Commissioner. And what he did was he wrote a letter to all of his constituents, his 110 peers, the county recorders, the sheriffs in all 15 counties, right? This is for all 15. There's 110 of these people. The election officials and there's one more. I always forget the four. You think I would remember with all the stuff I can remember. Those are the things I forget. County supervisors, the recorders, the election directors, and the sheriff. So he wrote a letter to 110 of them and said, I've seen the CISA report, which says that, you know, that they can manipulate the machines. They can get in. They can internet access the internet. I watched the Moment of Truth Summit. I saw the movie Selection Code. I saw the movie 2000 Mules, and I've been paying attention to all this information that amazing, amazing Americans have been bringing forth for 20 some months. You cannot have the machines. You need to ban these machines. So the letter went out to them, and then we piggybacked on it and said, we need the American people to be behind this, because that's great that he did the letter, but what about we the people? So we the people have elected these people. We're more like selected them. You'll see that in the movie, The Selection Code. You can get that on frankspeech.com. It's only an hour. So we got to get the American people behind this. So because if you don't voice your opinion, and Tina's gonna give you some advice on this too. If you don't voice your opinion, then you don't get the right to complain. So you can't say, well, they're not doing what we want, these elected and selected elitists. But have you called them? Have you emailed them? Have you told them that this is what you want? And if you haven't, then you can't complain, because how could they know, right? So that's, we're making it easy for you to. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. You're going to go to azsavesamerica.us. You're going to click the button. You're going to go ahead and fill out your information, because they need to know you're a real person. Then you're going to click a button again. It's going to send an email to 110 of those elected and selected elitists. And then it's going to tell them you got to ban these machines. There's also here in Arizona a contingency clause, which says there's a contingency plan that they can choose to use ballots, paper ballots, and a hand count. So it is an option. So if they tell you that it's not, they're lying, just like they're lying that they don't know the machines are fraudulent and the machines can be manipulated. And the 2020 election was a huge fraudulent election. You're going to click another button. It's going to take you to the petition and just click again. Then you're going to then also, if you want to post on Facebook, it gives you an automatic post. If you post, you can post on Twitter, and also gives the phone number for every single one of them. If you have time, you can give them a call and tell them what you think. So what I'm asking everybody in the country to do it once a day, every single day, and tell 10 of your friends. It doesn't matter what state you're in, because it's a numbers game. We were at 470-some thousand, I think, or no, 435,000 actions taken. We need 4.5 million because we have boots on the ground that are talking to these elected and selected elitists. and going into them and saying, here, people don't want it. We have lobbyists, we have groups, we have candidates, we have other elected officials that are going to talk to these people to convince them to do the right thing. This is why you remember pray, plan, take action. That's part of the pray. And they're going in there. So now let's just say, hey, Pinal County, I got 10,000 people that say we don't want these machines. We have the backing behind it. So I need everybody in Arizona, everybody in the country to do this. AZSavesAmerica.us, and that's episode 367. We're going to be continuing it tonight with those great guys. So bring on Tina Peters again. And I'm sorry to go so long, but Tina Peters has been an incredible supporter of all the stuff that we've been doing here in Arizona. She's been at our Selection Code, the movie event we did, and then we just did one on last Saturday, which was the demise of the voting machines, where we get yet another seminar, yet another summit with yet all the players yet again to tell you how bad these machines are, because it's obviously not enough. And this was geared toward those people that can make the decision. So Tina, comment on both of those things and what you want people to know, since you are, you still are an elected official. You're just not allowed to go to work. comment on that. And then because like that, by people having their voices heard and even just participating in this campaign or calling up their elected officials in their own states to get things done, how that effective? Because you are one of those people that would get those emails and phone calls. And then obviously I want you to mention both the events, because you were amazing at both of them here in Arizona, which was, thank you so much for participating.
Thank you. You know, it does make a difference. That's what made a difference for me. Like I said before, I believe I drank the Kool-Aid just like all the other county clerks. And it was the people coming to me over and over and over again. You know, it may not just happen the first time. You got to keep persevering. You got to keep, you know, writing these letters, sending these emails that Michelle's talking about. It does have an effect. I'll just tell you, as an elected official, it does have an effect. Because those that are not doing this on purpose are just ignorant, and they need to be informed, and they need to be held accountable. You know, I was just on they tried to kick me off of the Colorado County Clerks Association. And right. So I thought, yeah, I know, right? And I was like, oh, kill me, you know. It's like, and the director, his wife's worked for Dominion for 2 decades. You know, the people on it, a lot of them, they've just bullied the clerks where they're so intimidated. And so it was a perfect opportunity. You know, at first I said, well, shoot, I'm not even going to show up for that. And, you know, I have 2 months left or whatever it is in my term. And I thought, no, this is another opportunity to inform these people. And so I went through the statute, how they had violated in the Secretary of State recount race. I went through the you know, it was all law. I went through to inform them and educate them. And that's what I'm telling you guys. And encourage, support Mark Fincham, Carrie Lake. I mean, you know, you guys are in Arizona are at the spearhead of this. I mean, you can actually turn this around. And one state at a time, we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn Michigan around. We're going to turn Colorado around. You know, and here's what I'm facing in Colorado, because the selected refused, like Michelle was talking about before, refused to hear these cases in front of them that were pure law. I mean, when you say, okay, you paid the $256,000 to do a recount, and for my race, the Secretary of State race, which was flipped using report number 3. And if you don't know what report number 3 is, you need to get all 3 reports on TinaPetersForColorado.com and look at it. Just read the first 8 pages. There was an executive summary. But report number 3 actually goes in. And what it does is they feed the ballots through these machines. And this is happening in your state, whoever you are. You're listening around the whole United States, and it's happening in 50 other countries. They're feeding these ballots into this, it doesn't matter if it's ESNS, Hart, Dominion, they're going in these tabulation machines. And then when you watch Selection Code, you might have to watch it a couple times to get this, but they're making an image. So they're making an actual picture of the ballot, and then they're changing the picture of the ballot, and that goes to a second database. So if you can imagine a crooked bookkeeper or a bookie having 2 sets of books, that's what's happening. So those are, that second database is what's getting counted. So these clerks and these election officials have no idea. They say, well, we put in X number of ballots and it counted X number of ballots. They don't understand that the votes have been changed. So if they tell you we're going to count the ballots by the images, say no. We want the voter verified paper ballot. So in Colorado, what happened was the law says that the Canvas Board, not Dominion, who was instructing the clerks on what to do, by the way, and I had to pay another $20,000 to hire, to bring in a Dominion to do this. They said a vendor, right?
Yeah, look who's bringing in. It's like the wolf that's guarding the hen house. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So they're instructing them how to do this, right? So they had them use test ballots that they use before an election that they run through. They fill these test ballots out, you know, with over and under votes and all that different things. Every circumstance you can have an election. And they run these through to check before an election to see if the machine is reading it correctly. That it's called a logic and accuracy test. So the law says you have to use voter verified paper ballots that ran through a randomly picked, let's just say you have 7 tabulators. So the Canvas Board, not the clerk, not the election official, the Canvas Board, the Democrat and Republican choose. They say, okay, well, I want to pick tabulator number 1 and tabulator number 3, let's just say. Then they go and get the ballots, the actual ballots that you filled out, the voter verified ballots. They count those by hand, and then they compare them to the total that machine said ran through there. If the totals do not agree, which they wouldn't have, if they do not agree, then it has to be a hand recount, in my case, for the whole state. When this is done, this is huge. So we are now going, we need the attorneys, we need the team, we're working on that right now, and we only have a few weeks to do this. We're going before the U.S. Supreme Court so they can enforce the law. So pray for that. When that happens, it's going to change the whole country. So it's not just about Colorado. It's not just about Arizona. What you do in Arizona, what you do in Colorado, what you do in Michigan, New York, you know, all over the country, New Mexico. You know, America First coalition of secretaries of states and people running for office all across the country, and you know, we're seeing what's happening with that. And as a matter of fact, you know, people say, well, who should I vote for? Vote for people that know that there's something going on with the elections, because they've actually approached some of these America First candidates and said, if you just don't talk about elections, we'll get you over the finish line, right? Well, my feeling is if they're going to compromise now before they're elected, then they're going to compromise afterwards. And so we need to tell the truth, and I have more truth to tell you as time permits, as we get going, but everybody do something. And Arizona, oh, God bless you. You've got some good people running, support them. Do what Michelle says, you know, as far as getting these emails out, and get involved. Now is the time. We only have 30 days, a little over 30 days to do this, and yep, we need to come out in mass.
There's 32 days to the midterms, right? So here's the thing. Do not put your ballot in a mailbox, in a female box, in a trans box, because they're all demon boxes at this point, right? And your vote, most likely, if you are a Republican or probably even an independent, it's not going to get counted the way you want. Because Tina just explained to you how the machines work, right? And that's just one component of fraud, right? You saw 2,000 mules. You've got people dropping off fake ballots. What I learned when we were at the event on Saturday that Tina was so generous to come to and, well, zoom in. She wasn't allowed to come down. Don't think that the DA did anything nice, right? He didn't let her come to Arizona for like the second or third time. There was so much more corruption with the actual books. And Jovan Pulitzer actually showed the slides where they showed the way that they could tell which one was the real ballot and then which one was a ballot that they made up because the verification information on them didn't make sense. And then, of course, Runbeck, who does all the ballots, they printed like 4 million ballots. There's only like 2.9 million registered voters. That's what was got mailed out. So that's just one layer of fraud. But you need to, the most important thing that you can do Well, one of the most important things, you have to show up in person and vote the day of. You put that ballot through your machine. Make sure you bring that blue ballpoint pen. Get your little sticker that says I voted. And that is how you do it. Because here, that's how Carrie Lake won. She came because there was 12.5% of people on the day, which is pathetic that only 12.5% of the people, which you still have low numbers for the midterms anyway, 12.5% of the people came out to vote day of. And that was enough to overturn the algorithms that they had predicted, which is in these machines that Tina's talking about. All right, so we only have 5 minutes. So I want you to tune in tonight. We're going to continue the other step that we need to talk about. But I want to focus a little bit more here on Tina. And you need to go to the movie selection code. And you can go to frankspeech.com. Now, she mentioned the Mesa report, and we've talked about a lot of other things. And I've been doing a lot of interviews, and I have and Tina's been doing a lot. And there's a lot of other people in this movement that have put together so many great articles and videos and information. And the one is one of my favorites is the one where all the Democrats in 2018 were saying, oh, the machines are bad. You got to get rid of the machines. So play that quick video, Heather, with the media kit that I put together. So I want people to see what's in this. I want you to see what's in this. So I put this together, and I'm going to get it. If anybody that wants it, you can get this. So it has the flyer about the campaign that we're doing here. And then it has a press release so you can learn more about the factual information. And then what I did was I loaded it up in one of my favorite quotes by Tina Peters. I'll say it in a second, but look at all these links. Now, these are articles. These are videos. There's your county report. This is the Moment of Truth Summit from Mike Lindell, the Brainwash movie from Brandon House that you need to watch, which is amazing. The selection code is in there. So in this are all links. It's like 3 pages of links of articles, videos, information that if you even watch or read a fraction of these, you're going to understand the system, and you're going to be able to use this information to repeat this and inform others, because it's that important. And it's loaded. There's tons of Frank Speech stuff in it. Tons of Tina Peters is all over it. Even one of the horrible articles that they wrote about her, because you need to know what they're saying, right? Because you have to have this information. So if you want that, you can just join our newsletter. You can text the word action to 91776, or you can go to takeactionitems.com, takeactionitems.com, and you're going to automatically get that. And I want you to share this with everybody, because it has all the nitty gritty that you need to be able to repeat the information. So Tina, we've got about 3.5 minutes left. What do you want people to know? What's the most update, and anything else that you want to share? I'll just let you take it towards the end. Give me about 30 seconds at the end.
Okay. Well, so there's a lot going on with me. It would take too long to do that. I want to focus on you guys right now. I mean, they are still coming after me. There's some things that they're doing, and I don't want to scare people away by telling you, but I will bring out the truth about what they're doing to me and to others because of this. But I don't want that to make you afraid. I want that to propel you forward. I want you to bring 10 people to every event that takes place in your town. I want you to send at least 100 people the links to what Michelle just told you. Everybody can do something. And just know this, that the Democrats are actually coming over to our side now, because they don't want to be cheated any more than we want to be cheated. So this is opening people's eyes on all sides, that they realize that we're not fighting against Democrat and Republican. You know, we're not fighting against white and black and trans and straight. We're fighting against globalists. We're fighting against the Chinese. I mean, Contact, the CEO of Contact, Eugene Yu, just got arrested because of the work that Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips just did, exposing that company that is sharing election worker information. It's being stored in Chinese, on Chinese servers. So here's the thing. You have to understand your enemy. It's not Dems and all these people. It is these globalists. And we have to save this country, you've got to go out and spread the word. You've got to send what Michelle has given you right now, the links. You need to bring people to events that are going on in your area. Not just the same people that already have the information. You've got to open people's eyes. Put it on your social media. Put it everywhere. Share. Okay? So it's a call to action. And now you don't have any excuse. You have to get involved to save our country. Okay. And when people say, well, what were you doing? You can say, I was doing this, this, and this, you know, so get involved, please. We love you. You can always reach out to me, TinaPetersForColorado.com. I'm on Getter, Twitter, The Real Tina Peters what's the T one?
Truth Social.
Telegram.
So, like snowing for each. What are those crazy kids playing on nowadays? Yeah, Tina, we're like, I don't know. We're just jumping on the show. But see, she's right on, people. She's telling you got to get involved, because when this all goes down and things go sideways, you could say, hey, listen, I did everything I could. I don't want to be you don't want to be the person saying, you know what, I wish I would have done more. I don't want that. I don't want to say that, you know, and don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid right there. Right. Be strong and courageous. When Tina said that about her son, then like, well, what happens if you keep doing this? And then it gets to be with my son. And I was on Scott McKay's show the other day, and he said, you know, I'd love to be able to meet your parents because you are just, you know, whatever. Right. He was being all complimentary. And I said, you know, I wish I could see him too, because they're not around anymore. And then I thought of Tina Peters saying that. And somebody said, well, what happens if they come after you, Michelle, and they take you out? And I said, that's okay. I get to go be with my parents, and I've done what exactly I needed to do here on this planet, just like she said, you know.
For such time,
it is. So again, pray, plan, take action. You're going to pray for Tina. You're going to pray that the people do what they should be doing in the elected and selected elitists, right, that make the decisions. And you're going to go to azsavesamerica.us. You're going to do that once a day, every day. You're going to join us tonight. We're going to give you more information. And I'm going to try to see if Tina can join us, because then we have an amazing show tonight at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, brighthand.tv, Everything Home. Go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. Thank you, Dr. Alan Keyes and brighthand.tv for letting me host today, and also for Heather for doing a fabulous job. And I will see you guys tonight at 4 p.m. Thank you.
You've been listening to Everything Home's special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.
And find us on all the major listening platforms.
Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.